Hi, I'm Elisa Pardini, the host of Destination Vacaville and president and CEO of Visit Vacaville. Our podcast introduces you to the people and places that make visiting our city such a unique travel experience. Join me in discovering all that Vacaville has to offer, like seasonal adventures, agricultural tourism, family activities, culinary delights, wine country, and more. Destination Vacaville, let's go. Today, I'm joined by Christy Barron, a local artist and resident of Vacaville and really a community leader within the art and culture world in our town. So, Christy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So you are the owner of Joyful Art Studio, which is located in the downtown. Can you tell us a little bit about that venture?
We are on the 300 block right on Main Street in downtown Vacaville, which is just a great space. We're in a historic building there, and it just has a great atmosphere and creative energy. And I just started Joyful Art Studio out of my lifelong love of creativity, and it was driven by the lack of opportunity in our county as far as education in the arts and enrichment. I started it when my kids were looking for something and there was nothing available. And so I just started out of my house teaching after school classes, and it just organically has grown through networking and relationships and filling those needs that our community has for art.
Yeah, so you guys offer a lot of art classes and workshops down there. Is that correct?
We do. We start at toddlers. We have some fantastic process art classes starting at walking or 18 months, which is super important for those early learning years to just inspire and allow them to explore through sensory-driven activities and experiments with art supplies. They're often inspired by storybooks, something that we love to incorporate into our early childhood programming. And then we have a very large elementary age group. I have probably about 80 to 90 homeschool families on our email list that come in. Not consistently, they come and go, but we have a really large homeschool. We're vendors for the area homeschool charters. And so we support them through art enrichment and education and then after school classes. And I'm also the visual art director for CAR, which is the programming that goes into some of our Vacaville district. We've been doing the GATE program and the Saturdays and all those kinds of things. So just trying to get art into our community. There's a huge lack of it. And so we are just passionate about inspiring creativity and ingenuity within our community, just fostering that exploration and a space for belonging and enriching opportunities for all ages. We have classes and workshops all the way through adult.
And what days are Joyful Art Studio open and the hours of operation?
So we're open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Friday, we're open from noon until 6. And on Wednesday nights, we stay open until 8. It's a bit of an open studio, but also somebody's there to go through. You know, we on the website, if you want to reserve a spot for that open studio, it is on there. And you could even pick specific projects if you'd like a specific wood laser project ready. And then Saturdays, we're open from 10 to 3. Unless there's an event, and those nights, we might stay open later if there's a special class or workshop or event going on.
And what about visitors? Are there like one-off days that maybe a visitor in town would be able to attend one of the classes?
Absolutely. So they're not all sessions. We have workshops that are just a pop-in type class. We do recommend registering ahead of time, which you can get on our website, www.joyfulartstudio.net. And visitors are welcome to join in on some of those canvas nights or art classes, mixed media. And then same with kids. We have a lot of evening things on the weekends like Pete's Paint Night, which are great for date nights. Kids can be dropped off, have dinner, do some art. All our staff is fingerprinted and background checked. And so it's a super safe and fun environment that you can feel comfortable and visit one of our great restaurants downtown. And then we have open studio as well every day that we're open Tuesday through Saturday, where you can come in and pick a project and work on it by yourself or with a group. And there's a creative person that can kind of set you up and give you tips if that's needed.
Oh, wow. So you're also just like a studio that's open to basically everyone.
Yes. And we have a little shop too with, you know, a small selection of art supplies that we use in classes and gifts and things like that, that people are welcome to come in and browse or hang out.
So if someone were to stop by to do the studio, open studio time, do you recommend them bringing anything with them? Or
the open studio fee pays for your paint and any tools like paintbrushes.
What's the fee?
It's $15. That covers all your paint, your tools, stencils, brushes, all those kinds of good things that you would need to complete your project. And everything is a la carte. So, I mean, it's just something as simple as a plain canvas or something more elaborate, like a laser cut wood product that we actually cut at my house. My husband and I make almost all the wood products that are sold in there for art projects.
What about for groups looking to do an event in your space? Are you available for that?
Absolutely. We have a lot of birthday parties for kids and adults. We have a wide variety of themes, from adopt a pet to canvas parties to jewelry bars. You have a theme, we can make it work with one of our types of art projects. And then we do a lot of private events, team buildings, whether it's a birthday party or you want to get your group together. You know, there's nothing better than challenging yourself with your team than doing something creative. And it's just fun to see how proud they are when they are finished, even though they feel like they can't even draw a stick figure. So there's a lot of really great benefits for doing art projects as a group or team. Just it's about spending time together, laughing, creating. It opens up that right side of your brain that it's just magical.
Yeah, sometimes you don't get to use all of your creativity when you're maybe going through the books at work that day or something.
Yes, yes. It's really great. It's really important for us to tap into the right side of our brain, even left brain people who think they're not creative. It just is really, it's really powerful and important for mental health.
Yeah, everyone's an artist. We just forget that sometimes when we're older.
Yes, so true.
Yeah, I love that you guys are open to all skill levels. No one has to feel like they're a seasoned artist to come and get their hands dirty at the studio. Do you guys have any events coming up that you'd really like to share?
I have one coming up. I do what's called a painter's choice every month, which is, it is very beginner friendly, but also intermediate. And it's called painter's choice because I offer three different canvases that night. And I'm the only one that teaches that. But we also do a cookies and canvas every month, which is a family friendly canvas night where we get some cookies across the street from La Brigada, our neighbor. And it's a canvas night, but it's a great way for families to spend time together. And we also have the pizza paint nights. And we do another one that we just restarted is called Arts and Eats. And it's for our teen crowd, the tweens and teens. And it's, again, we feed them dinner and have an art project. And it's just a nice space to be able to leave that group with us and let them have a safe space to create and enjoy each other and come with a friend or meet some new ones. So,
yeah, parents have to love that because the mess stays with you.
Absolutely. Especially the little ones. That's, I mean, when my kids were little, I sought out other places when they were young to go have that creative freedom where I, you know, let them loose in the backyard. But it's important to let them do that. And I totally understand the lack of desire to have the mess at your house.
So if they want to sign up for this, they're going to your website and they can just sign up on the website?
Just click on the classes events button and it will take you to our offerings. And we're always happy to help you to call the studio. One of our girls will be happy to help you find a great fit for yourself or your kids or your family.
Can you share the phone number?
Our studio number is 707-718-4892.
What's next for Joyful Art Studio?
As I've been in the art education and enrichment world the past 7 years, I started Mobily and then started our brick and mortar a few years ago. I have been shocked at the lack of art education in California. 89% of California schools do not provide mandated art education. There's not one school in our community that has art teachers in the elementary school. I'm just driven by that and, you know, being able to collaborate with CARG, which is Creative Art Reach. It just fuels us more to provide arts for those that don't have access and to bring more into the school system, as well as into places like Boys and Girls Club and the Levin and nursing homes and assisted living. It's just so important for mental health and well-being. And we are driven by that. And so over the last year, we've been working hard behind the scenes to launch a nonprofit, which will be called Joyful Arts Center. And really the main driving force behind that is funds. As you know, life is expensive. Art supplies are just quadrupling, and taking classes is not within everyone's budget. And so to be able to provide more and to provide scholarships and to support the educational programming we have within the studio and out, we felt like the best next move would be to start Joyful Arts Center. So we are at the last phase of it, just waiting for our number. We already have all the other good stuff done. So we're just waiting for the IRS to give us our little number.
Nice. So you're going to be able to expand to really help fund and provide some of those supplies and programs.
Absolutely.
Are you in need of volunteers at all for any of your programming?
We absolutely do take volunteers, and we would love that. You know, if you want to come in and help with classes, or even, you know, we're going to be at Bunnies and Bonnets, the city's event on the 30th of March, and that's going to be an art show for us, for our kiddos. We collaborated with the city for Dia de los Muertos, and it was our kids' first art show, and it was a huge success. It just gave the kids an opportunity to share what they've been learning and creating, and they loved it. They were so excited, and just to share with the community. And then so we were asked to come back to Bunnies and Bonnets, and so we're going to have another art show. The kids are working hard this month on all kinds of spring-inspired artwork that we'll be sharing, and that's 10 to 1 at Andrews Park on March 30th, and things like that. If you want to, you know, volunteer and come in and help, whether it's cleaning or helping in a class or organizing things, we're always open to volunteers. And we do have a high school intern program that we have some benefits for those high schoolers, giving them some creative time in exchange for their volunteer time. And we do currently have a fiscal sponsor if having a 501(c)(3) is required by their high school to meet volunteer hours. So until we get our own, we have somebody who's sponsoring us for that.
Nice. Summer camp programs. Can you share a little bit about what you have going on this summer?
Yes, we have quite a bit. Every week that Vacaville District is out of school, we will have camps, and they run Monday through Thursday, and they would be from 10 to 3 every day. And every week is a different theme. We have everything from castle camp, where they get to get a wood castle and get to paint and decorate, make furniture, all kinds of fun stuff. They just get absorbed and lost in their little imaginations and creativity. We have castle camp, dollhouse camp, an ocean themed one, lots of good stuff to choose from. And then we also will be having every week some teen workshops, because they're getting older. They don't really need camp, but they, you know, need some good creative outlets to do. And those are going to be Tuesday through Wednesdays from 1 to 4. And they will be things like art journaling, which is just a fantastic medium and process to introduce to teens. It's one of my favorites. And then there'll be some painting workshops, some fiber art workshops for them, paint pour and resin art, which is always popular with that age group. And we're also going to be having a spring break camp, which will be the week after Easter. And that will be Monday through Thursday, and that will be at the studio. for those spring break ones, they'll be individual days. They don't have to do all of the days. They can just pop in for a day.
Can you share a little bit more about art journaling? That's really interesting. And I don't know if everyone knows like what that is.
It's wonderful for all ages, but art journaling is, you know, when you first think of the word journaling, you just think of it as a safe space for expression, whether it's writing or art. And so we teach a process and we start with our teens and our tweens, and then we've had adult classes as well, and just really getting lost, learning different techniques. As artists, we always have sketchbooks and art journals going, and it's a place for us to experiment and practice and explore new techniques, but also a place just to get lost in our art. And, you know, we don't have to share it. It's safe. And you combining prompts that will help them to express themselves and explore things, it's just really magical. It's a lot of mixed media, painting, collage, whatever you feel like doing. And we introduce different techniques, whether it's printmaking or painting or collage or writing or lettering, just to help them individually tap into ways that they can express themselves that feel good and are comfortable. And that's all on the website too.
So Christy, you're also an artist yourself, and you were recently commissioned to paint one of the cow statues in Vacaville. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, Laguna, that is her name. And my sponsor is out at Laguna Valley. I was chosen for that particular sponsor because of my love for our endless beauty around us in the valley area with our rolling hills, whether they're vibrant green or golden yellow, and the wildflowers, and a lot of my personal art reflects that. And so they felt like I would be a good fit to be out at Lagoon Valley. And that really means a lot to me because also we've been here over 20 years, though my husband is recently retired from the Air Force. We spent most of those 20 years here at Travis. And, you know, my kids are athletes and they have spent lots of time running and cross country out there. So the Lagoon Valley area is special to me anyway and brings lots of heartwarming memories to myself now that my kids are in college. But we have endless beauty around us that's inspiring for art, for whether we're doing a, you know, a cow or a plein air event. You know, we're just really, truly blessed with what we have here.
Oh, a plein air event out at Lagoon Valley would be awesome.
It would be great. And so be looking for that. We already have a plein air meetup 2 Fridays a month out at Soul Food Farm in the morning. And we just launched the Nature Art Club on Friday mornings that meets every Friday at Soul Food for kids, currently mostly homeschoolers, but it's going to go through the whole summer. It's 10:30 to 12 on Fridays, which you do need to sign up because it's already been filling up. People are really excited about that. So
for that one, you sign up in advance, but it's not a series. People could sign up for an individual day.
It's not a series. It's an individual class. And we meet out at the farm. Alexis is very generous and has always been a supporter of my art practice and sharing with others. And so we, you know, have different nature art projects that are inspired by something at the farm or outdoors, and do some investigation and exploration, and then have a process art project to follow up with that.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with the cows, we recently had 6 local artists paint 6 beautiful large cow statues that are being placed around Vacaville. And Christy's cow, Laguna, is actually currently in the Visit Vacaville Visitor Center until Lagoon Valley is ready to pour the base and permanently home Laguna at the lagoon there. But it's just a gorgeous cow with California poppies all over it, a beautiful landscape of Lagoon Valley. Definitely worth checking out here at the Visitor Center. So thank you, Christy. We've loved having her here.
Thanks for having her.
Are there any social handles that you want to share for people to connect with you?
Oh, yes. Thanks for asking. We are on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, it's Joyful Art Studio, DIY Studio and Custom Gift Store. And we're very active on there. You can find all of our classes and links to those events. And then on Instagram, we are Joyful Art Studio period Vacaville. And you can find lots of good stuff there as well, and links to classes and our website.
I can't wait to come into the studio and do some studio hours there. I'm just so excited about these art opportunities, and you're right in the downtown, which I think is fabulous. So thank you for all that you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Destination Vacaville from Visit Vacaville, the city's official destination marketing organization. For more information on the people and places covered in today's episode and ideas for trip planning, head to visitvacaville.com. Music by Kurt Gellerstead. And thank you to Florist Podcast Productions for their work on this and every episode of Destination Vacaville.